Good evening, truckers everywhere from a far-flung and fearful Hutton orbital. Crime is rampant. Muggings are everywhere, especially on the shelves of certain truckers who seem to have more than their fair share. And we're quaking in our seats here.
Good thing we have a special guest. Yes, this week, on the week that Commanders of American Descent, or CADs, celebrate the 4th of July, the meaning of which has been lost to the sands of time, but they still set fire to things and cheer a lot. A hero must rise up, and this week we're delighted to be joined by none other than the legend himself, Spider-Man.
Guys, I'm not Spider-Man.
Oh, sorry. We weren't supposed to reveal your identity.
No.
Okay. It's John. Definitely not Spider-Man. Shh.
I'm not Spider-Man.
It's okay. We understand. You haven't got the mask on it. It's okay. We'll just go with John.
Can I have your autograph?
Are you sure?
I love doing that one with the big plane.
Anyway, it's time we got on with some headlines.
Ramtar forgets to carry the one.
Big Bust Blues and Hutton wanes.
Lonely Colonia feels the love as Hutton stops by.
All the latest from Atrus 5060 and Tharg the Mighty.
We're bringing you the skinny on Hutton's ever-expanding waistline.
And I'll be bringing you news of this week's community goals.
First tonight, we bring an exclusive insider report on the goings-on at Ramtha's secret Guardian technology decoding system, station deep in the Pleiades, which isn't smart as it's full of Thargoids. With Guardian technology, big balls of fire, huge rods that poke skywards in the slightest tickle, and mysterious tattoos all over any flat surface, Ramta has his fill of mysteries to decode. Unfortunately, he hit a snag this week as his latest Guardian-based supertech came a little unstuck when the Guardian-based jump drive extender seemed to have left greedy commanders a little in the lurch. Operating with normal parameters, the booster technology provides a welcome little bit of a push for those ships that are feeling a little lardy around the waistline and in need of the Guardian equivalent of a shot of isotonic sugar-laden boost juice. Unfortunately, when commanders combine this mysterious half-baked, quarter-understood and totally unknown technology with a little bit of jumponium, available at all good metallic meteorites near you, or by sucking on the nearest neutron star, things all got a little bit wibbly. It turns out that an undergraduate degree in figuring stuff out, a master's in alien chisel, and a PhD in obscure maths that no one has ever understood didn't give him the grounding in long division that it should have, and a failure to carry the one left commanders stranded with not enough fuel to get home. Luckily, Ramtar was able to apply his digital abacus to the problem and promptly fudged a fix double quick, and his patent and Guardian Uber boost is now back on track. We daren't ask whether his sock cannon calculations are going to cause space-time rifts every time they fire, but are just going to carry on closing our eyes every time they fire and hoping that Big Rips... Let's try that one again. And hoping that Big Rips, full of tentacle beasties, don't appear and our enemies carry on blowing up like they should.
With most of Hutton's team... AWOL, absent without telling Lael, and that should be AWOTL even, in fact, absent without telling Lael, at the moment on a variety of top-secret secret squirrel missions, or over in Colonia, a number of naughty factions have been building up big busts which have left Alvin's influence decidedly in the doldrums and totally ignored. After all, when someone offers you the kind of rewards that a big bust presents, would you really still head for the spaniel for a belly rub? Commander Graham MK, apparently the only one of the management team still in Hutton space, has reassured everyone that it's all under control. And all the commanders stacking missions for Sol for their Fed ranking, that's sure to send them blind sometime soon, won't get their way and take Alvin's playground from him. We're not sure what the alternative plan really is, But we're hoping that someone from the Hot Pit team will enlighten us later. In the meantime, we're back to studying the bus to work out why the big ones cause so much trouble, and asking ourselves, what is it about Hutton that suffers so badly when they arrive?
I swung into action this week over in Colonia, helping the Hankey make tracks out at Fort Mugg. With Commander Mindwipe on a leave of absence, the Hankey has been a henchman without a hero this week, Bullwinkle without his Rocky, Dum Dum without his Touché Turtle. But I've woven a bit of a web of work in the week, helping them avoid sticky situations and tuning my senses to the slightest trouble in an effort to save the day.
Hang on, this is all too much. If you're not Spider-Man, then who the blazes are you, and what are you doing in our studio?
I'm Spider-Mind.
That's what we said, Spider-Man.
No, Spider-Mind. Systems, we run the games room at Hutton.
So, this isn't your secret identity?
No. Well, maybe. Look, someone asked me to come here and fix the gaming table, and then one of you just put this script in my hand. I've no idea what's really going on, so just let me read it. Anyway, with great distances comes great boredom, and I was just the man to help. I whipped out my battle board and battled the board until the board battled no more and the boredom was gone. Oh, and everyone went to a CG and did some trucking, which was lovely, especially as no one was out here at the start of the week.
This just in from Atrus 5060, our mole in canon research.
Congratulations are in order to all Hutton trackers who helped save the Desiate system this week. You have successfully thwarted the Thargoids' attempt to engineer their FSD drives and prevented the Thargoids from making larger jumps towards the core of the bubble. This week, the Eagle Eye system has reported that the Thargoids are targeting the Nogambi and Tembala systems. Nogambi is a Federation system, home to 4,027,775 people, and is controlled by the Putana Independents, who have sent out the call to any commanders to defend Bunnell Dock. Tembala is an independent system, home to 3,191,827,476 people, and is controlled by the Orange Society player faction. We've contacted them for a statement, however, our Russian translator was not available to help us figure out what they were saying. The boffins at Canning attempted to translate it and have had this to say on the matter. It's probably safe to assume that this is not probably a request for aid or perhaps a request for soup. Jeez, who the hell hired that intern who translated this? In response to the discovery of the new targets, Aegis has deployed their megaships, the Vanguard and the Acropolis, to the Desiate and Yembo systems to help support commanders engaging the Thargoids. Aegis has also warned that the new Thargoid scout ships have made combat against the Thargoids far more difficult, and cautions commanders to watch out for the red, angry-looking ones with the pointy bits. Good luck out there, commanders and truckers, for the Mog!
Well, with the rest of the BGS team either AWOL or unable to attend, I'm afraid you've got to put up with me, Commander Evenstar. So, for the BGS bit tonight, we have a pending election in Epsilon Eridani to win another station, so work for Hot there to win us a fine prize. Well, not a prize, well, probably Kirk Landing or Galliano Depot, both land bases, so no Babylon 5-style glittery goodies, I'm afraid. Alpha Centauri is running very low at the minute, but believe it or not, it's actually on purpose. Another faction in the bust is creating a lot of Hutton Run missions for lots of credits, currently pushing them high. Now's your chance to cash in, and we're going to push them to expansion, so no work for Hot there. Operation Wolf, to give the Don his palace back, is progressing slowly, so still no work for Hot in Wolf 359 either. We really, really mean that bit. A couple of other systems are still a bit excitable, in particular Wolf 124 and George's Pants, basically the usual crowd. Civil unrest and lockdown now generate pirate activity detected. Persistent signal sources with threats 5 to 7. Threat 7 is rather like a Hazres on steroids. Pending boom and outbreak and lockdown, but lockdown should be cancelled by the upcoming election as it's due to go live tomorrow. Over in Cockhole, Commander Mindwipe has stepped down from the team to spend more time with his mixer. He will be sorely missed, but the extraordinary King Hanky has jumped in and is frantically juggling even more balls. No laughing at the back there. For now, please send data drops to Dereza first, but as always, check in with the Hanky first. Medical, passenger, and other high-priority missions in Fort Mug and Dereza are the order of the day. And that's all the news from the BGS team.
Two trucking type CGs this week, with one to deliver rare goods and the other to deliver mined gold to Leyden Frost Dock in the Diddly Doodah. Sorry, that's the Didiomania system.